This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Special Envoy for Libya has sought to reassure the Libyan people that the UN will not abandon them. As Edward Uranian reports for VOA, Ghassan Salam's comments came after forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar took control of Tripoli's airport.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Flooding conditions in southwestern Iranian province of Khuzestan have forced officials to order the evacuation of six more towns. The provincial governor told state television, however, that they are asking the men and the youth to stay and help build flood walls so they can keep the water out of the cities. The flooding has placed about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say at least 70 have died in high waters. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that he would annex Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office, which is a last-minute pre-election promise likely to enrich Palestinians in the Arab world. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. This is VOA News. Many of the thousands of Sudanese demonstrators marching in Khartoum Saturday reached the military's headquarters for the first time since deadly anti-government protests erupted nearly 4 months ago. After protesters began rallying on the streets of the capital city, many heeded a call by organizers to converge on the military's headquarters located near the residence of President Omar al-Bashir. Police fired tear gas in an attempt to disperse the protesters, and some demonstrators reportedly threw rocks at the police. The protests began on December 19th, with demonstrators accusing Bashir's government of economic mismanagement that has sparked skyrocketing food prices and fuel and foreign currency shortages. President Trump is doubling down on his latest assertion that the U.S. immigration system is full and cannot take any more migrants. In a speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, the president said the immigration system is broken, with criminals and drug dealers posing as those seeking asylum.
You look at this guy, you say, wow, that's a tough cookie. I am very fearful for my life. I am very worried that I will be accosted. If I am sent back home, no. He'll do the accosting.
Mr. Trump was courting Jewish voters for next year's election. Jewish voters have traditionally voted Democratic, but the president was trying to highlight some of his actions, including his decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. The Trump administration wants up to 2 years to find all of the children separated from their parents at the U.S. border. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
In court filings, the Justice Department says it needs to review 47,000 cases of unaccompanied children taken into custody at the border between June 2017 and July 2018. The administration would begin by sifting through names for signs of likely separation. For example, children under 5 years old. The administration would then provide this information to the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to reunite families. The ACLU says there is no reason it should take up to 2 years. I'm Julie Walker.
And rival political factions took to the streets across Venezuela Saturday in a mounting struggle for control of the crisis-racked nation, where U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido is attempting to oust socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.